DaveRoenicke.com. It's a website you need to check out. I go on better with the man himself. Hello, David.
Good to be back with you, Bilker.
Mate, missed you last week because I was away, but just give us a quick rundown on the Blood Moon. Was it what you expected last weekend?
It was, but we didn't see very much of it here on the East Coast. There was a lot of cloud cover. I do believe that you guys in South Australia had a very good view. Western Australia saw the entire thing from start to finish.
Oh, they got it at 1 a.m. How much was that a gift?
I know. They get everything over there. But look, we had a bit of a peek through the clouds. Look, you wouldn't believe it. At 4:30 in the morning here on the East Coast at our observing field, I had about 25 people standing around.
Wow.
And they waited, and I promised them that I'd been good and that the man upstairs would part the clouds. Well, they did a little bit. And we got a few little glimpses of it. Look, from what I saw, Bilko, it did turn a nice saucy red colour. And I think it lived up to most people's expectations going by the photos that we saw. So, look, if you missed it, you just have to dye your eyes like I did the next one and be ready for it. I think it's 21-23.
Okay.
I'll be up bright and early for that one.
There's plenty of pictures online, though, if you want to see what happened last weekend. And look, friends of mine were disappointed. They expected something to be so red it was going to look like the surface of Mars. Well, you know, no.
You can't please everybody, I suppose.
Anyway, we know Mars is at its closest juncture ever. And big news, of course, came out last week. They found water on Mars, which for you and I is really no surprise. It's not like they've, revealed... something weird. It was always known there was some sort of ice underwater. I think they've been hanging on to this news for 20 years, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think this is this discovery of what we've got here. If it turns out to be extensive, as they say, and if it turns out to be water, as we presume, I think this is going to be one of the greatest discoveries in 100 years in planetary viewing. It ranks to me with finding the volcanoes on Io, the active volcanoes, the little moon of Io, and Titan, of course, around Saturn, landing on that. Also, the geysers on Enceladus and the ice shelf on Europa. I think what we've got here is the missing piece of the puzzle. Yes, we've always presumed that Mars was once a very wet world, and there's evidence to assume that because of what seems to be alluvial flows carved in the rocks. Now, what happened to the water? And this has been the problem. So we found what we believe astronomers have found with the use of an Italian spacecraft that's circling Mars now. They found what appears to be an underground subterranean lake there.
Oh.
A lake that is probably in the order of 20 km in diameter or length and could be very deep. Now, we're not quite sure what it is. It may be perchlorate salt. It may be brine, a briny solution, a water and salts mixture. It could be anything else, but it's more than likely water. And if it is, and that's there to the extent that we think it is, well, that's a pretty good start for colony. Colonies need an extensive supply of water.
Well, that's what I was going to say, David. Is this now the impetus to start the humanity colonisation of Mars? I mean, if Trump has been looking for some sort of signal, this would have to be it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this is a shot in the arm that was needed. The enthusiasm was waning a lot on Mars. Ho-hum been there, done that. What's the use of going back to a dry, dead world? Well, now we've found evidence that could even, I mean, if you wanted to stretch a longer bow, you could assume that in that water there may be microbial life. Well, they'll be the first Martians that we ever find. And to back that up, here on planet Earth, we've found such a sort of a thing. We found a comparison in a place called Lake Vostok. That's in Antarctica.
Yeah.
Now, they've dug 4 km below the ice there, and they've taken core samples out, and guess what they found? They found primitive life in there, little bacteria where there's no life.
In that cold?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's been able to survive. So, gosh knows where this is going to go to, but I'm telling you now that this is a remarkable find, and we shouldn't sort of... we should expect a bit more. I mean, this is where we're going to go back to. I think what they need to do now is to take a core sample out and just see what it's all made of.
I think certainly in the next 5 years we need to have some sort of video presentation. We need to have a plan for going to Mars, and whether Trump takes that by the short and curlies or not depends on where the political landscape is. But either whoever takes over power in the States, and I think it needs to be a world effort. China needs to be involved, Russia, Australia, the lot. Yeah. I mean, we should be the launching pad, David.
Well, we should be. I don't think one nation can do this on their own. Private enterprise can do it, But yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Our burgeoning space industry hasn't happened yet. Look, who knows what's going to come of that?
Saint I
hope
Paul
they
in
do
there, anyway.
Eventually launch a space, to coin a phrase, launch a space agency. But we're just going to be a subsidiary. I don't see us doing anything major in space, but that's better than nothing, I guess. Mm. I think you'll find that this will spur on some of the private enterprise missions that are being put together.
Well, and I think now it will become a race between Elon Musk and Richard Branson. I think one of those two conglomerates would have to want to be the first, I'm thinking.
Well, Branson's already flown his vehicle. They test flew it the other day, and it does fly. They've taken it right up to the edge of space. So he's pretty confident now that he's right to go. I think you'll find Branson flying, paying passengers in his space vehicle, and they've called it the Eve, E-V-E.
Ooh, nice.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but I found this out. He told me this when we were in New York there many years ago, and I still remember it. On the side of the spacecraft is a picture of a curvaceous young woman. And that
well, Richard's known for liking those sort of ladies.
Well, he is, but there's a bit of a catch here.
Right.
You're going to like. It's his mother.
Ah.
When she was younger, as a dancer, I believe, or an entertainer. And it reminds me of Glamorous Glennis. I think Glamorous Glennis is what Chuck Yeager put on the side of his plane before he broke the sound barrier. His wife's name's there. Anyway, this is called MV Eve. And the spacecraft flies. It came back, landed well. Everything works. So I think you'll find you're looking at Branson probably, you know, undertaking the first passenger flights into space by the end of this year, by the sound of it.
Well, there's a new video up on your David Reneke website if you want to have a look at that.
That's a good one. Yeah, the test pilot's actually flying it.
Hey, tell me about Putin. Has he put a challenge out to his people now?
Who's that?
Vladimir Putin. Has he put a challenge out to his people?
He's laid the law down to his people. He said, look, we need to get our act together, fellas. They've had a lot of failures. They've had a lot of engine failures with Energia. They used to be very, very consistent. In fact, the Proton rocket was remarkably reliable. But in recent years, their product has been wanting for redevelopment or change or whatever. He's now turned around to his space agency and said basically what Trump said when he said, I want America to be great in space again.
Yeah, but Trump doesn't do it at the end of a gun.
No, well, no, he doesn't. But Putin has basically said, shape up or we'll ship you out.
Yeah.
Not ship out, we'll ship you out. And that's been done before in the space program in Russia because it is a chest-beating exercise with them and they want to get back to the days. They had a lot of you know, they had Sputnik, the first satellite. They put the first animals into space, the first woman in space, the first man in space. And they hit the moon before anybody else with the spacecraft. So Putin has now turned around and said, look, fix it up or we'll fix you up, basically.
More at davidreneke.com if you want to have a look at that. And, of course, those great stories about the amazing, liquid discovery on Mars. We won't say water yet till they get some definitive proof, which really can't happen until a probe actually scoops them up and transmits it back to us.
Yeah, what they've been doing very quickly, they use ground-penetrating radar.
Right.
It's a new type of system on a satellite. They can actually scan the ground and dig way down deep with the radar beam, get a return signal, and they can make a composite picture out of that. It's the same sort of system, Gorka, they used many years ago off the coast of Mexico in the Yucatan Peninsula to find a profile in the ground there where something was carved out, and this is where they presume the asteroid hit that wiped the dinosaurs 50 million years ago.
All right. Star GPS, if you want our GPS to your telescope, David Reneke's website has details on how to do that. And you've got it on yours, haven't you, mate? It works quite well.
Yep, good.
All right,
excellent.
Mate. Thank you, David.